And in the day's other headlines, federal authorities are warning of an unprecedented number of threats to law enforcement officials following the FBI search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. In an unclassified joint intelligence bulletin confirmed by PBS NewsHour, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security say they have, quote, observed an increase in violent threats posted on social media against federal officials and facilities, including a threat to place a so-called dirty bomb in front of FBI headquarters and issuing general calls for civil war and armed rebellion. It calls on officials to be vigilant. Outside the U.S. Capitol building early this morning, a man crashed his car into a barricade and died in an apparent suicide. Our Lisa Desjardins was first to report on the incident. Capitol Police say that as the man got out of his car, it was engulfed in flames. He then fired a gun into the air and shot himself as officers approached him. That's according to the police account. No one else was hurt. Police are investigating, but said it does not appear he was targeting any members of Congress. Overseas, a Palestinian gunman opened fire on a bus near Jerusalem's Old City, injuring 8 people. 2 of the victims are in serious condition, including a pregnant woman and a man with gunshot wounds to his head and neck. The U.S. ambassador to Israel said American citizens were among the wounded. The suspected attacker later turned himself in. Palestinian militant factions in Gaza praised the attack, but there was no immediate claim of responsibility. And author Salman Rushdie is on the road to recovery, according to his literary agent. His condition is still critical, but he's been taken off a ventilator. The 75-year-old was stabbed 10 to 15 times while on stage while giving a lecture in Western New York on Friday. The suspect in the attack has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges, and investigators are searching for a motive. And in Oslo, Norway, a walrus named Freya that gained international attention for her playful antics was euthanized today by Norwegian authorities. The 1,300-pound walrus became a popular attraction as she made her way around small boats in the harbor, drawing crowds. Authorities warned people to stay away and hoped that she would leave on her own, but ultimately they say that they believed she posed a risk to humans. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, record temperatures in the Mediterranean Sea draw attention to damaging marine heat waves. And our weekend spotlight with Abby Jacobson, co-creator and star of the new series, A League of Their Own.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.